sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. President Trump is going to be meeting with the NATO president to discuss peace settlement, where NATO alliance could be joining in on the agreement. This is going to be historic, because if NATO, the president of NATO, can convince European leaders to join in on the peace agreement, this will be world peace. World peace. Not only Iran, all of the Middle East, but Europe, the United States, Canada, Mexico. I mean, this is absolutely historic. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, the Democrats are against it. They're calling for Trump's removal from office, because he threatened genocide, quote unquote. The complete elimination of a civilization, referring to the Ayatollahs. Because in this very same post on Truth Social, folks, the last sentence, may God bless the Iranian people. His threat of genocide was only for the crazy Islamic jihadist Ayatollahs and that regime that's been in control for 47 years. Well, that regime is gone. New leaders are negotiating through Pakistan. Their prime minister and field marshal getting a deal from Iran, a proposal from Iran that Donald Trump, and by the way, during the news break, Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, agrees with the president's ceasefire. However, he wanted to be very clear, the ceasefire did not include Lebanon. So there still may be some bombs dropping in Lebanon. We'll have to wait and see. This is historic. This is going to be absolutely historic. One of the things that you have to understand, the media, the mainstream legacy corporate media, is not going to report any of this accurately. Honestly, the only news that I've seen so far actually telling the truth as to what's really going on, Newsmax and Fox News. The communist news network, CNN, losing their minds. All of them. MSNBC, all of them. Even the reporters in the press room. It's amazing. Breaking news from the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, said Iran begged for a ceasefire. Please stop. Here's our proposal. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Conservative leader, just like the best. No holds bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the bed, call that name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us at no.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. There is a special election coming up. Very critical, very, very important election coming up on May 5th. If you guys know anybody that lives in the 35th State Senate District, counties of Midland, Bay, Saginaw counties, Republican nominee candidate Jason Tunney needs to get elected in this upcoming May 5th special election. Governor Gretchen Whitmer held off for the longest time to not schedule the replacement of the U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonnell Rivett, who was the state senator, Democrat, left to become a U.S. congressman January 1st of 2025. That's right. The 35th state senate district has been without a state senator for 1 year and will be on May 5th, 5 months. A year and 5 months without a state senator. Well, the Democrat that won the primary back in February, Tedrick Green, debuted a testimonial ad in his campaign for the 35th State Senate District. The ad shows Green's service as a Marine veteran and features Marine veteran Shane Peltier. 30-second commercial is the second television spot that will be running for this May 5th election. Shane Peltier says in the commercial, as a testimonial for people to vote for Green, "The entire time I was with him in Iraq, he led from the front." Peltier said about Green, who was his staff sergeant. "He was someone you could just lean on and depend on. He was the guy who was just always there for you." Peltier added, "He's dependable, he's caring, he's compassionate, he's always put other people in front of him." The 30-second spot will run on Mid-Michigan Broadcast TV. That's broadcast like in TV antennas, as well as cable and streaming channels in advance of the May 5th special election. With this critically important seat, because right now the Michigan Democrats currently hold a 19-18 majority. This race will determine the balance of power in the state Senate for the remainder of this year, the final year of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. And the Democrats are saying that this is going to be an early bellwether ahead of the November election. What is the political move, the political mood of the state of Michigan? Chedrick Green is a Saginaw Fire captain. He won the Democratic nomination with more than 60% of the vote in a six-way primary in early February. Saginaw attorney Jason Tunney won the Republican nomination, and the election is May 5th. So you need to get a hold of Republicans that you know in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties and make sure they get out and vote. This is critical, because if Jason Tunney wins this seat, we're going to go to 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats in the state chamber, in the state Senate. That is called gridlock. What will it cause? Any bills that's going to get passed for the rest of this year in the state Senate chamber, including the budget, will have to be bipartisan. Basically, one way to do it is to have a bill that's going to go forward in the state Senate, having a Republican sponsor as well as a Democrat sponsor. Mutually, from both sides, bipartisan legislation going forward in the state Senate. And that would include the upcoming budget, which is what they are drafting, working on when they get back to session this coming Tuesday, April 14th. They're on break. They're coming back Tuesday. Going to be very, very interesting to see how this election turns out. And if Chedrick Green, not denying his military service in any way, shape, or form, I even have a listener, a loyal listener to the show, that served with him in Iraq. I appreciate your service as well. But in the end of the day, he's still a Democrat. Period. End of discussion. And during the debate they had, by the way, Chedrick Green and Jason Tunney in the 35th district, I'm not sure exactly where it was at, a gentleman who had been convicted previously on drug charges was a meth head. He had a handgun. He shot the dogs, the two dogs of this woman, threatening her and her children. And Chedrick Green called for this individual to receive mental health treatments. We need to be a civilized community. We need to have compassion for his mental health issues. We need to get this guy help. I agree with that. However, this guy is a meth head and needs to be put in prison for the crimes he committed. Jason Tunney said very simple. This guy needs prison, not just mental health care. You want treatment? Lock him up for a while. Get him through his addiction. There's people in the prisons that can take care of him. So it's going to be a very interesting race. We'll see who wins. Now, another short story I got. We'll got time to squeeze. Yeah, we can get this one in. Good news in the state of Michigan. 7% annual decrease in motor vehicle fatalities. Last year, 2025, compared with the year before, 2024, Michigan saw a 7% annual decrease in motor vehicle traffic fatalities. This is according to a report by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, the NHTSA. 1,021 people died in 2025. That was down from 1,098 the year before. The fatality rate per 100 million vehicle miles traveled dropped from 1.10 to 1.02. The downturn in Michigan motor vehicle fatalities is also consistent with broader national trends. Nationwide, 36,640 fatalities across the country in 2025 compared to 39,254 fatalities in 2024. That was down 6.7%. Michigan was down 7%. Motor vehicle fatality spiked markedly in 2020, peaking in 2021. 5 years ago, it reached 43,230 nationwide. Michigan Department of Transportation noted in a release on Monday that the spike in the fatalities in the early 2020s coincided with the COVID pandemic. Law enforcement agencies observed people driving at a much higher rate of speed and many even abandoning the use of seatbelts. Michigan State University professor of civil engineering, Peter Silvavin, said the marked increase during an appearance of Talking Michigan Transportation podcast in 2021. He said experts had speculated that traffic incidents would actually decrease during the pandemic, as research historically suggested that there were fewer cars on the road, corresponding then to fewer crashes. However, while overall crashes did decrease in the early days of the pandemic, experts were somewhat vexed because simultaneously the increase in more severe fatal crashes occurred. Researchers began to theorize the reason for the trend was that speeds were higher due to the fact that there were fewer people on the road. People felt they could speed. Nobody's out here. However, when crashes did occur, the results tended to be more severe, just given the underlying physics involved. More speed, more momentum, more impact. The decrease this past year, according to the NHTSA report, brings the total number of fatalities back to the pre-pandemic levels. So, pretty interesting. I think, too, the sale of better-made vehicles, airbags, safety control features, crumple zones, absorbing the impact, the vehicles, especially the newer ones, are much safer than the older ones. And as people are starting to retire their older vehicles, replacing them with newer ones, I think is part of it as well. So, pretty interesting story. Glad to see that Michigan is actually doing better than even the country as a whole. One of the last stories we're going to cover in the next half hour, having to do with this upcoming election. Very, very interesting story coming from State Senator Jim Runstead. On the hour news break, hour number three, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service issued a recall alert for Walmart brand dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets due to elevated levels of lead. The agency now says that was a mistake. After follow-up tests, including from the original lot, no elevated levels of lead were found in the nuggets. Health officials now say the nuggets are safe and do not pose a health concern. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed is making news not for his power policies, but for who he chooses to campaign with. El Sayed held some rallies in Michigan Tuesday with controversial podcaster Hassan Piker. Piker has made inflammatory comments regarding Israel, Jewish people, and made claims that, quote, America deserved 9/11. A Bahamian rescue group has identified an American woman lost at sea and her husband.